Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our resident banker, him being the president of Eastern Bank and Trust in beautiful downtown Eastern Maryland. Mike, welcome back to the show.
James, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to be with you. It's
good to have you back, as always. And you got to do something pretty cool lately. Tell the audience what you did.
Well, I mentioned to you that offline that I had the opportunity to have lunch with the Honorable Ben Bernanke, the new chairman of the Federal Reserve.
How about that?
With about 15 other guys, and it was a truly and gals, and it was a great opportunity. It really was a great honor.
Well, I can imagine. I'm sorry that I would have given anything to have been in on that little meeting. What did he have to say? Now of course, Mr. Bernanke is the new Fed chairman, the man who took over for Mr. Greenspan. He's got some big shoes to fill, doesn't he, Mike?
He does, and I think if you'd accept the comment, he has some pretty big feet. he's not just a capable guy, but he can communicate directly. And specifically and clearly, and that's very much appreciated. Not knocking Sir Allen.
You mean that we won't be we won't have Bernanke speak like we had Green speak?
I don't think so.
You think he's going to speak English so the common people can understand?
English. That's right. And at least he spoke English with us, and he talked directly to us. He didn't talk down to us. He was very interested in our thoughts and our feelings and our opinions. He was not afraid to agree to disagree, or for us to agree to disagree. He just couldn't have been more pleasant. And while we did disagree on certain very specific subjects like containing the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's borrowing limits, which we think could hurt mortgage lending, or residential mortgage.
If those were tightened up.
Yeah, if those were tightened up. But he was just a total gentleman and a real professional. And
what impressed you the most about him?
Pardon?
What impressed you the most about him?
Oh, that that when you would ask him a question, you know that when he responded to the question, he had given extreme deliberate thought to the issue. When he gave an answer, he didn't just kind of fly off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a question that deserved further thought, that's what he'd say. He'd say, I think I need to think about that more.
That was pretty impressive. What did you ask him?
I think that the question that I had that was most overwhelming is, why is the yield curve so flat? And I don't know that he gave me the real answer to it, but you know the yield curve, which is the time value of money,
right,
has been flat, where the one-year rates and the five-year rates have been almost equal. Recently, it's turned uphill a little bit. The long-term rates went up just a scooch recently.
Tell us why that matters to your bank and therefore your small business customers.
Well, it's difficult to manage a flat yield curve as a banker. The logic says that there should be time value to money. And
meaning that if you have my money longer, you should pay me more for it.
Exactly. That my five-year rate should be higher than my one-year rates.
Right.
And when all the short rates go up and the long rates stay down, banks are basically borrowing short-term money and lending it to their customers. So it puts more pressure on our core deposit base. If we can borrow one-year money at 2% and five-year money at 5.5%, then our lines of credit can be priced less than our term loans and our equipment loans and that sort of thing. And that makes sense from the standpoint of managing a business and managing a bank.
Mm-hmm.
But when the rates are all high like this, well, they're not that high, but when the yield curve is flat, it makes it more difficult. But the reason the yield curve is flat, one of the reasons is because there's no risk premium in the yield curve, meaning that the markets don't perceive a risk in 5 years compared to 1 year. They all think that inflation is not going to kick in, and that's sort of the big question.
And what does he think about that?
Well, he's sure as hell not going to tell you. I think he does believe, though, that he's. I think he's an inflation hawk, and he's going to do what Greenspan did, which is that he's going to tighten as much as is necessary to contain inflation. I believe that Greenspan did a superior job managing the economy and managing prices during his tenure, and I think Bernanke's going to do the same thing, as painful as it's going to be in times like this.
I had some bones to pick with Mr. Greenspan about some different issues, but one thing that you have to give him his due, he did hold inflation in check over his tenure, and that was you know, if that was his fundamental goal in life, he accomplished it. We're going to be right back with our good friend Mike Menzies. We got a lot more to come with our resident banker right after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust in beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland. And Mike has recently had a meal. He shared a meal and some thoughts with the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke. And so Mike, you feel that the Fed continues to be in good hands?
Oh, absolutely. I think that he's going to be a great leader, no doubt in my mind. I also think that the Fed's going to face some monumental challenges, as did the Fed of the past 20 years, with respect to the basic economy we're dealing with of gasoline and energy and a real estate-driven economy in a rising rate environment, and some core industries like auto that are struggling big time. And
some of the auto is struggling. Some of it's not struggling.
Well, by auto, I mean the domestic auto, GM Ford.
They are.
GM is just, and Ford, they're both kind of on the ropes, and whether they can pull out or not, we have to wait and see.
Right. Well, of course, we have a number of industries with players like that. The airline industry has got a lot of problems right now. So you're right. There are plenty of challenges coming up. Let's talk about interest rates. You mentioned those a minute ago. Fed funds rate is now at 4.75. That makes prime 7.75. That's what you're lending. You're probably lending to your best customers, but typically not to small business owners. As Mike, as you know, I've been saying for a long time, for years now, that small business owners don't live in the world of prime interest rates. We live in the world of prime plus. Prime plus one, prime plus two, prime plus three, because typically small business loans are more risky than say bigger business loans where they've got financial, audited financial statements and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm in my way of thinking at 7.75, and many believe that as I do, in the next couple of weeks that they'll raise rates another quarter of a point when they meet again to 5%. Fed and Fed funds, and then 8% will be
prime
rate. Yeah, thank you. The prime rate, and so when we get to that point, we're just about getting to the point where borrowing money to grow your business as a small business owner it's getting to the prohibitive point. What do you think?
Well,
when we got to pay 9, 10, or more % for interest.
Yeah, I think it's the same old, Jim. I mean, we've been here before in every business cycle and in every decade, and the Fed's responsible for maintaining price stability and controlling inflation, and the vehicle they use to do it is the Treasury operations and Fed funds. And, in fact, we are looking at the likelihood of as much as 50 basis points more based on current gossip. Mm-hmm. That's what the bond traders are telling us. That means five and a quarter Fed funds, an 8.25 prime, a 9.25 borrowing rate, or 9.25 to 10%, and that is tough. So the observation that if businesses are using debt to drive their growth, and let's talk about that for just a second. If businesses are growing and they're growing their inventory and they're growing their receivables, and they're growing that faster than they're growing their capital, obviously mm-hmm. they need debt.
So, that's right.
You use debt if your assets are growing faster than your capital is growing. And if debt's going up in expense as it is, it means that the cost of growing is going to become significant, and you may not be able to grow. So that is the strategic issue that businesses need to deal with. Am I willing to grow using debt? And if you are, then think that through and make that decision. Yes, I'll pay X for debt because I can still get, if I can get a 14, 15, 20% return, then I'll pay 10% for my debt. But if I can't, then I wouldn't do it.
What concerns me, Mike, what concerns me about this whole scenario, as you know, and as I talk about when I speak to audiences across the country in my speeches, is that small business owners fund their growth one of three ways, from investment capital, which is typically not very much, from profits, which is almost always less percentage than our growth percentage, mm-hmm. and then the other is debt, and that's typically bank debt. And those are our options, basically. And what worries me, Mike, is that the Fed is going to clamp down on the economy to hold inflation down. They're going to raise rates. And the people that they're going to be hurting are the people who have the fewest options to get out of this situation, to work around that situation, and who, as you know, more and more the economy relies on to a much greater degree, and that's small business owners.
Well, the Fed will argue that if they don't contain inflation, they'll hurt small business more. And there is some merit to that argument, that inflation does need to be contained.
But can we contain inflation without hurting, can't we figure out a way, don't we need to figure out a way to contain inflation without hurting small business owners directly? I mean, a growing small business is not necessarily an inflationary thing.
You're right, and I guess the challenge, of course, is understanding the core of inflation and what causes that to occur. If in fact, energy is a major component of the cost of goods and services,
right.
And I believe it is.
It's the oxygen in the marketplace.
Yeah. Then energy is going to drive up prices, and that's going to happen. I don't think there's any choice about that. I'm frankly amazed that it hasn't already significantly impacted prices.
Well, the reason it hasn't, and my economists have explained this to us in the past, Mike, the reason it hasn't is because we are more efficient in our GDP production with regard to petroleum. We use less petroleum per dollar of GDP today than we have in the past. And that's the reason why it hasn't already gotten out of hand. I agree with you. I've been a little bit surprised myself. But it makes sense when you understand that explanation. Ten Till, we'll be right back with Mike Menzies. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog while you're there. Check all those things out. And it's all free. It's all available to you just to your little heart's content and to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you want to go back and listen to some of the great things that Mike Menzies has said to us in the past about how to work with bankers, so he's deposited some incredible wisdom with us. You go back and listen to some of the archives that Mike has deposited with us over the years. Mike Menzies is our guest, and he's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, and his website is not your grandfather's independent community bank website, right, Mike?
There you go.
Go ahead, give it to us.
The website, yeah, it's www.eastonbankandtrust.com.
Yeah, check it out, folks. Yep. Please check it out. I worked hard to get that to birth that website.
You did, I tell you.
I worked hard to get that website off the ground. Hey, Mike, what would you say is the one thing, if you were advising someone about their relationship with their banker right now in this part of 2006, what would you say to them?
Well, I think that I believe we're going to go through a business cycle, and I believe that higher energy costs and higher interest rates and higher commodity costs and the whole environment is one that is going to test small business for the next couple of years.
A business cycle is code for a downturn.
Maybe a downturn, but a cycle. I don't think the business cycle has been repealed. I think it's with us and it'll stay with us.
Right.
And while the consumer is still spending, the consumer is going to face some higher costs. Today we get to pay our taxes. Don't forget
yeah.
that.
And yeah, no
that
kidding.
Means we only have 30 more days to work before we've paid our taxes for the year. The consumer, I think, is going to face higher expenses, and I think the consumer will likely back off a little bit. I think that housing has been driving the economy, and housing is likely to back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just kind of logical components of a cycle, and what a small business person can do is talk to their banker about how they're going to deal with the cycle and what the banker can do to deal with the cycle. And we have consumers coming in right now worried about the 50 basis point increase, so we're locking in some rates in a 3 to 5 year horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that because they don't want to face the higher rates.
When you say, and of course, folks, when he says 50 basis points, he means a half a point.
Half a point,
interest
yeah.
rate. Now, are you saying you think that in the next meeting they'll raise 50 basis points?
No,
in
no,
one
no,
meeting?
No, 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 no.
You mean
no,
they'll do two quarters?
I think they'll do 2/4 points.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know.
I know that. No, I know. But,
knows, but
well,
yeah.
I predicted in December that they would go to 5,
yeah.
which they were within a quarter of that. And Kiplinger came right in behind me after I predicted that and said the same thing. So I guess they read my newsletter.
I just hope Bernanke does.
I think he does. Actually, I think he subscribed back in December. But I agree with you. But how does that translate to a small business's activity?
I mean, you can talk to your banker about these issues, and you can sit down and say, okay, if I'm paying 9.25, what does that do to my cash flow? What does it do to my my debt service? What's it going to mean for me? And you can talk it through and figure out how to deal with it. You know, we've had back in the, I guess it was in the 80s, we had prime at what, 16%, 17%,
well,
something
yeah,
like
back
that?
in the early 80s, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think we had Fed funds at 20%. Now, I don't personally believe that's possible, but it's happened. And I think businesses need to at least evaluate what happens if their cost of funds goes up. What does it do to their balance sheet? What's it do to their cash flow?
Well, I see what happens, Mike, is it hits them from both sides. It not only does the cost of money go up, but the availability of money comes down. And when I say availability, I'm talking about the bankers tighten up a little bit and their customers start paying a little bit slower. And so before you know it, never mind the profit, you're out of cash.
Yeah, the hip bones connect to the neck bone, there's no doubt about
yeah.
it. And but all of us, big business, small business, anybody who's in business, owes it to themselves to look into the future and to look at the different scenarios and figure out how it impacts your company, because it is your company. I mean, it's not the bank's company, and it's not your customer's company.
And the best advice you've given us today was to go talk to your banker. Talk to them about what they think's going on. Should talk to them about what you're doing and get them to help you with it.
Absolutely. And
make them continue
yep.
to be one of your partners.
Yep,
don't wait
can.
Till it gets ugly, folks, to go see them.
Yep.
Mike, we got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, James.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, and that's EasternBankandTrust.com. It's a cool website. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.